Audio presents Gone, a Hannah Smith novel by Randy Wayne White. Read by Renee Rodman. Prologue. When lightning zapped the water a mile from the boat, my fishing client, Lawrence Seasons, looked at me surprised as a child, and the fly rod went sailing from his hands.
"I felt that, Hannah," he said, meaning the shock.
His line had been in the water, connected to a 6-foot tarpon that had jumped, scales bright as ice against purple clouds that held rain. I told the man, "I bet you did," and lunged after the rod skittering across the deck. Just before it flew overboard, I caught the reel, locked my fingers over the spool, and pulled until the barbless hook I was using set the fish free, which the tarpon confirmed with another greyhound jump. The breeze blowing off the water was suddenly chilly, I noticed, sweet with ozone and electricity.
"We've got to go, folks," I said for the second time in the last few minutes. "Grab your seats, try to stay low."
I was taking fishing rods from their vertical holders, storing them flat on the deck.
"My first tarpon," Mr. Seasons said, sounding dazed and a little sad.
He was flexing his fingers to see if they still worked, or maybe to remind me that dropping expensive gear wasn't an everyday occurrence for him. I told him,
"You did a fine job, sir,"
which seemed to cover all the bases, and then hustled behind the wheel to start the engine. For more than an hour, I'd been watching thermals build over the Florida mainland, which is normal on a June afternoon. But when the breeze suddenly wilted, air dense as lacquer, I knew it was time to move. Trouble was, only minutes before, Mr. Seasons had finally hooked a big tarpon on a fly rod after years of trying, so I'd waited longer than I should have to make the decision. Now, if things didn't go smoothly, my clients and I might get soaked, or worse. From what I could see, hear, and smell, the odds weren't in our favor. The storm was moving fast, towing a mountain of black clouds, and my small boat is as open and flat as an upside-down iron. A flats skiff, as the design is known by saltwater anglers. I called, "Hang on," and pushed the throttle forward, then touched the trim switches, accelerating, and soon we were riding flat and dry, the storm right on our tail. For the next several minutes, no one spoke while I slalomed through a snarl of oyster bars, electricity sizzling behind us. Then I opened the throttle wider as the wind chased us toward the Gulf of Mexico, where I could now see a second squall was angling to intercept us. Mr. Seasons spotted the squall, too. I could tell by the worried look on his face. Having a client who has fished the Gulf Coast for many years is usually a good thing, but there are disadvantages. I tried to reassure him by raising my voice over the noise of the wind.
"We'll cut north in a minute or two. That'll put us in the clear."
"On a low tide?" he replied. "I don't know of any channels within a mile."
"I do,"
I interrupted, but not in a sharp way. I wanted the man to stay calm and not upset the woman he had brought as his guest, Ms. Caldershawn, a New York attorney. She was an attractive woman, even beautiful, although starched and plain-spoken, but not used to small boats and big water, which I'd realized right away. She sat to my right, Mr. Seasons to my left, both of them gripping their seats as if on a toboggan that had hit a patch of ice.
"But, Captain," the man said, being formal to show his concern, "risk running aground in a storm? We don't mind getting wet. If it's safer to stay in deep water, why not?"
At that instant,
sample complete. Ready to continue?